League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
The Grizzlies have just traded Steven Adams to the Rockets for Victor Oladipo and 3 second round picks.
She checks a lot of boxes. Checks a lot of boxes.
So, okay. Take him to a weigh station.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Welcome in, everybody. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, here for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You didn't see that picture, did you? Okay. All right. Anybody who's watched, this is something that we can't.
The show is kind of. I'm toward the very end. I'm like on episode 8. It's you get to the end, and you've got. They do a good job of hiding different stuff from you.
Well, we're talking about Fool Me Once. The
and
show.
Apparently, this is a really big deal. Who's the Corbin something? Who is that, Dell? I guess he's
the author, Harlan Coben. I guess he has a deal with.
He's got a couple of things.
With Netflix, where they adapt all his stuff and put it on.
Yeah, he's got a couple of
things.
He's
had multiple shows on there.
Yeah,
from his books.
This is a big deal where a lot of people. This had 3 billion views or something. This is one of the.
Really? This show?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's this or people in the BBC have been waiting for. I think this is already a show in the BBC that they had already done. And this actress in it is maybe the most beautiful woman that's lived.
No,
maybe.
Well, next to my wife. Right.
Next to my wife.
Right.
Well, I'm talking about on TV. Not in personal.
No. I get you. I get it.
Not my life.
Well, what happened to Mary Elizabeth? You just kicked her to the curb?
She's out.
Wait. What about Dua Lipa?
Out.
What?
Well, Dua Lipa's fine, but yeah.
Well, when you go and see that movie that Dua Lipa's in, you're going to be back. You'll be back on that.
Yeah, but this is special here.
Michelle Keegan, she's really beautiful.
She's really beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful girl.
And she's right in your wheelhouse.
She's like
36.
Yeah, right? She seems like a really good person too.
From what I can tell from her
Instagram.
How do you know that?
Just some of the Instagram pictures I'm seeing.
You know, I saw the picture of her boyfriend and
by the way,
ex-boyfriend. I'm sure, yeah, but you know, I saw the two of you two next to each other.
You saw Mark. Right out on the beach,
right,
with his looks like he's been doing a lot of crunches.
And I thought,
you know how many
Lance could compete here.
You know how many prospects he's written up?
Zero.
What does he even do?
He doesn't know. I don't even know what
does
he does.
Does anyone even know what he does?
No, I don't even know.
He
what He does.
He is an English television personality who used to play for an EFL League 2 team side Crawley Town. So he's a former soccer player, and now
it sounds like he's a club.
He's like British Greg Olsen.
No, that didn't sound like what it was.
No, football pundit.
You said
football pundit.
Crawley or something.
Football.
He's more Forrest Whitley. He never made it.
Yeah.
He played at the professional level.
What are you talking about?
Crawley Town. He played at the professional level.
I never heard of that.
But that ain't the big league.
It's not even Wrexham.
It's an aside that Wrexham probably played. He's a, I don't know what to call him, but he.
I know what to call him. A nothing. A loser. A has been. A never was.
Keegan's boyfriend. Was.
Well.
Not anymore.
Spouse.
Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not boyfriend. Husband.
Well, whatever.
Oh, they were married?
They were married.
Yes, and I'm not sure Lance's interpretation of their current relationship is correct. He may just be fantasizing about whether they're done or not.
No, I read it yesterday. I looked into all this.
Did you?
Yep.
See if she was available.
She's gone.
See?
She's, you won't see him in any Instagram pictures. Sleuthing.
I'm looking at an article written yesterday.
Okay, what does it say?
They are to be not separated from marriage, but be apart because one has to do a job someplace away from home.
That's where the separation came in, Lance. That's what the word. The as excuse. Soon as he saw the word separated, he'd
no,
be gone.
No, that's the excuse they're using.
Okay.
That's the excuse.
She is going to be working away from him because, you know, she's in a star series. She gets another series, a hit series, so she's doing something else.
She's going
to
upgrade. Right.
But she upgrade to who, you?
To
Lance. Why are you pointing at yourself?
Have you ever seen Big Love?
I can see that.
Dale, have you ever seen Big Love?
I've seen episodes.
I have not. Well, I still haven't watched Big Love.
Nicole needs a sister wife.
A sister?
Oh, wow.
Nicole needs a sister wife?
I can say all this because she's running right now. She doesn't listen to the show.
Well, you better move to Australia because that's where her show's going to be. That she's going
to come out on Australia. I already told you kangaroos.
Yeah, but...
Nope.
Are you sure you can't avoid them? No one's ever avoided a kangaroo there?
You've seen them. They're all over the place.
Okay.
They're like feral cats there. They just show up everywhere. You say, oh, look, kangaroos in the yard.
Oh, so you're not... You're out.
I'm out now. For now.
Right.
While she's shooting. But... These kangaroos are despicable.
So when she gets back to the UK,
okay. So they say you can't kill bees. It's supposedly if the bees died off, our world would collapse, right?
Right.
Apparently that's the part of the ecosystem. But they always say, well, you don't want to kill snakes because what snakes do is they eat rats, this, that, and the other. Okay, tell me what a kangaroo does. You could kill off all the kangaroos.
Punches you in the junk. Kicks you in the junk.
That's what I'm saying. You could kill off all the kangaroos, and there would be no problem. Oh. What would it do to the ecosystem? Oh, a bunch
I'm
of roos
sure
are gone.
There's something.
What do they do
I'm
positive?
I'm sure in some way.
What do they do positive?
How about this? You got your wish come true yesterday. How about that? You wanted a backup, a real backup for Halperin Şengün.
It was an exciting trade until you realize, I mean.
Well, he's not going to play until next
year. It's like
year.
Buying a Christmas present for your kid in March. Like, well, we got this taken care of.
Right.
For December.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's done.
It's done. Steven Adams is a Houston Rocket now.
Yeah.
Well, so, Boban. Out
well,
of here.
Next. I mean,
really,
Steven
well,
Adams.
Let's keep that guy. He's fun. Landale, out of here.
Steven Adams as a backup is a good deal.
I love it.
Why? Did you think they were going to win the championship this year? Worried about this year?
I do. Actually, I really do like this move.
I really do like this move. It's a really good move.
You won't see Steven
for
Adams.
Victor Oladipo. Who knew he was on the team?
I knew because I saw some Rocket fans saying, it's time we start giving Victor a shot.
No, it's not.
This is never.
No, it's not.
Victor was never going to actually play.
Right. Plus draft picks, which Memphis needs desperately. Yeah. Whatever. You got your back. You got your trade. It's exactly what you wanted.
Yeah.
Now, did you see the rumors about Mikal Bridges?
Mikal Bridges, yeah.
Yeah. I call him Mikal.
Yeah, it's been out there for a while. Some of the rumors were crazy about how many draft picks the Rockets
well,
would give up and all this stuff. Well, yeah, give them back, but I don't want to give them anything. Screw you guys.
Well, no, but he is a top player, bro.
Mikal Bridges is really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really good. And I did see that. I don't think based on what... So Roosh has a pretty good in with the team, I think. Has a pretty good source on the team. And Roosh broke down the things that he's hearing from quote-unquote sources. And the things he said is they are looking to make a move for someone who will upgrade the team in a rotational from a rotational standpoint. You know, kind of a probably like a 7 to 9 guy.
Uh-huh.
And they're open to a big move if one comes, but they're not in any big hurry because they like the development of their young players. So we may not see the mega deal. I don't think Rafael Stone's going to just panic like. The deal has to be the right deal, which that's good. You don't want to ever be in a situation where you feel like you're reaching and panicking. And because the Rockets aren't in a position to, you know, to win any kind of championship or even compete for something like that, they don't have to. They're not going to make bad moves and kind of desperate moves. I don't want them making desperate moves. They're not in desperate move mode. They're not even where they need to be yet.
No.
So I like that. Like if the right deal comes along.
Bridges over Jalen?
Yeah, okay. But if the right deal comes along, they will. But if they're not,
would
getting
you
off,
have done Bridges for Jalen and given them back their draft picks? Yes. Right now, I do.
Well,
it.
I think I'd give them maybe this year's. I guess. I mean, this year's going to be very valuable. Now you don't get the rest of them.
No. What? Yes. Bridges over Jalen. Bridges is one of the better players in the NBA.
Who scored more points over the last five games, Bridges or Jalen Green?
Okay, okay. That's
yesterday was
true.
Last five game. A lot of last five game talk for Jalen.
This is something that we that could and should be done if it could have been done anyway. But that looks like it's it. They hit the trade deadline, right? The Rockets got in with the Steven Adams deal right before the deadline.
Well, the deadline is days away. The issue is that the Nets said no.
Right.
They're no interest in trading Bridges.
The Nets are out. What's the?
That's what was reported.
It's next week. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the report that they said no. They're staying with Bridges.
I wonder if Jalen is playing himself on the team. One could look at it as Jalen is creating tremendous value for himself.
Yeah,
you could look at it that way, or you could look at it as maybe he's playing himself. To me, I already see that at the end. If you just look at the end of the road, what it turns into, he's not going to be a $30+ million player for the Rockets. I just don't see it.
No,
I don't see them making him the number two player on the team. I know Rocket, there's a lot of Jalen Green fans who would be very upset about that and would argue that. I just can't see that. I don't think Ime Udoka is going to operate like that. I think this is not going to be a big two situation. This is going to be great post player, good pieces around him, and one of them, he wants to be a certain type of player, which I would think would be a better three-point shooter.
If the Suns don't win a title,
Booker,
will they regret that trade that they made for Kevin Durant? Because, you know, Bridges just got a chance to be a part of something really big somewhere.
They might. They had some good, they had some good players on that bench. They were not, I felt like they panicked a little bit personally, but they might. I don't know if they'll regret it or not, because Kevin Durant's obviously still a really good player, but.
Oh, great player. I think he's got to win a title,
though. I saw the idea from some Rocket fans online, and I don't mind it, is going after Devin Booker in the offseason. You know, trying to do whatever you can to bring Devin Booker.
I don't know that they would do that, but okay.
Why not?
Because he's a max dollar guy.
I don't know that the Suns would do that.
Yeah, the Suns wouldn't do it.
Have they seen the last five games from Jalen?
He's their guy. He's their franchise player.
Have they seen the last five games from Jalen? This is the second time brought up the last five games.
I think they've seen their perennial all-star, too, in the face of their franchise.
What if you go Nets? What if you go Jalen, Nets, first-round pick this year?
No.
And I'm not done, Del.
I'm going to continue to say no.
You've got a long way to go. Alperin? You're going to throw in Alperin?
Hang on. Antari Eason.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
The reason that I say this is because
it's got to hurt. It's got to hurt.
I'm looking at.
I would almost say Jalen and Tari Eason.
I would tell
and
you
next year's one.
I would tell you done. Right now, the Suns will say if they he is untouchable for the rest of his career.
Yes, they ain't doing it.
He should be.
Rockets fans want Devin Booker. Okay. Yeah. Me too.
There's a lot of Rocket fans who they've spoken. They like Devin Booker. They also like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay. So bring him in, too.
Yep.
Come on.
Let me give you a package.
Get it Ready? Done. It
starts with Jalen Green.
That's okay. The reason that I said that about because I have a little remorse this morning. I'm looking at the 25 Major League Baseball prospects who will make an impact in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Guess who's on that list?
Drew Gilbert.
Yeah.
How can you have remorse? You wanted.
I know. You know what?
That's how credit card spending works. You get happy on the front end, sad on the back end.
Yeah, that's the way this is working right now because Drew Gilbert looks like he's going to be
Laramie Tunsil. Ooh, these draft picks would have been sweet.
Yeah.
You know.
Until now, you know what? Laramie Tunsil being in here long term, I know he's gotten draft picks
also help bolster.
Yeah.
The Dolphins, resurgence.
And you could be, could have Trent Williams.
And at the time, you would have really.
Who's in the Super Bowl.
Could have gone Trent and kept your picks.
Yeah, right. And kept all those picks. No. You'd be a little bit further ahead. Absolutely. But you wouldn't have Justin Verlander and had the chance that you had last year.
No, I mean, do you want Justin Verlander or not? It was always going to hurt. You were never getting Justin Verlander for scrub.
No, but you know what? A lot of these times, though, the last Justin Verlander deal, the deal for with Kansas City, I don't see any of those guys.
This one's gonna sting.
Yeah,
at some point,
Hader for Carlos Gomez, that hurt.
Yeah, that one hurt. But you're gonna feel this one because this is Drew Gilbert. The Astros really liked him a lot when he was in the organization. It's like they thought he was gonna be a really good player. Guess who else did? the Tigers.
Yeah.
I mean, the Mets. Yep. The Mets also thought he was going to be a really good player. That's why you're able to get that deal done. So, you know, you'll have Justin Verlander another year, and then he'll be gone. You'd be like, ugh.
Or you might have him another one.
Maybe. I mean, he's in his 40s.
Yeah, but.
He's in his 40s, and even if you do have him longer, at what level is he playing? That's going to be the question. Every older player eventually declines, and they still keep playing, but they decline. I mean, I have a hard time believing Justin Verlander is not getting towards the end of his career. I mean, this year he wasn't the same guy as he was last year. Well, yeah, I mean, when I say this past year, he wasn't the same year as he was with world champ Astros.
Right. But I don't doubt at all that Justin Verlander is going to be really, really good.
Still
again.
Good. But at some point, it's going to go from really good to above average quicker than you think. That's just how history has always worked. Like, I've never seen a guy go out at the top of his game and he's 42 years old, yeah. 43. That's never happened. Well, they usually don't even make it.
Nolan Ryan still had plenty.
Yeah, Nolan. But that's maybe the only player I could. Even Tom Brady had come down a little bit and was having off times here and there. Was not the same. Quarterback not as accurate, so, and we're talking about all timers and Nolan Ryan but Justin Verlander is an all timer.
Yeah, no, Justin.
I mean, for him to be pitching at this age at this level is pretty astounding.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just getting it started. This is the Michelle Keegan Show here.
Yeah, and I'm looking at Michelle. I went into Instagram and found like associated pictures that other people have posted, and I'm not an admirer of men, but Glance calling himself an upgrade over her husband may be one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
Let the record reflect. Of all the things that he said, that could be the most ridiculous.
I would turn her. Let the record reflect. She would try to upgrade, and I'd say no. Okay, so let the record reflect. But, however, what does he do now? I have two jobs. I work at the draft. I don't even know what he does.
It doesn't matter what he does.
No,
I do draft stuff.
He doesn't have to do anything.
You can find me on YouTube.
He doesn't need another sit-up for about 30 years.
Because I'm looking at a picture of them walking on the beach, and Johnson, his value is there for her.
Okay, let me ask you this. Does he ever do anything on NFL Network streaming platform on YouTube on draft day where you can find me on the YouTube stream or digital shorts, like on YouTube shorts? Like, I'm doing basically TV.
Do you imagine she finds that valuable?
Yeah, as somebody who's also in the business.
Who doesn't? We don't even know what he does.
I'm also in the business.
We don't even know what he does.
I don't even know what Lance does during draft weekend.
Speaking of Bill O'Brien, we got to go to break, but we got to tell this little kid story on the other side. You got to talk about underdog.
Did Bill O'Brien scream at a child?
No, but his child was screaming at Bill O'Brien.
Oh, that's old. It's the best video of all time. One of the top videos of all time.
Yeah.
So underdog fantasy, right? This is what you're doing. What you're going to do. You haven't done it before, and I've told you. And I'm not going to take no for an answer today. You're going to go to the app store. You're going to download Underdog Fantasy. Okay, it's an easy-to-load app. You can just download it. You don't have to do anything with it if you don't choose to. Now, I suggest you do. You can get in with a deposit as low as $10. As low as $10, you can get into Underdog Fantasy. Now, you can go as high as you want. They will match your first deposit up to $100, but you must use promo code Lance. You must use promo code Lance. They're going to match that first deposit. So let's say you put $100 into your first deposit. You're going to find $200 in your account, and that's for you to play right there. You don't just take it out. That's not how it works. You have to play it. But playing the Pick'em Challenge makes it so much more fun because you pick between two and five players. You are going to go higher or lower than the statistics they have available for that player. There's a range of statistics. You'll go higher or lower, and if it hits, you're going to win real money. You win anywhere between 2 or 3 and 20 times your money picking just between two and five players. It's real money. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas. And when you sign up, they're going to have a special pick for you in the lobby where you can go higher than 0.5 yards or 0.5 points. So it's like that's an easy win. They're basically giving you your first win. This is a great chance for you to take advantage of an awesome, awesome way to continue watching your games and playing along with them. It's Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN975.com on the Chase Long.
I've got a Chase Long in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume.
The recipe is simple. Take one part John because you know what you're going to get. And add like 50 parts Lance because you never know what you're going to get. Spike the spice with some Del Olaleya, and damn, it tastes like the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So one thing before we get started with this, the last chance to register for the Houston Texans Senior Showcase is February 5th. It's coming up. So you got to register. It's going to close next Monday. So the Senior Showcase by Gatorade right around the corner. It's a Houston Texans Showcase. It's at the Texans facility. Colleges, small schools from all over the country are going to be here. And there's money in them there heels. There's money for your kids to go. All you have to do, it's a combine kind of deal. You go out there, go register, go to the Houston Texans page, and you can find how to register for the Houston Texans showcase and get your kid money for college. If you play football here and you want to play small school and you want to get money for college, if you can't find a way to get to college, this is a great way to get to college. There's schools from all over the country here. Knox College has been here. I don't know if they're going to be here this year, but Knox has been here giving away money. If you want to play football at the collegiate level, if you're done and you're like, hey, I don't know how I can get to school.
I need to offer our scout source stuff to them. I need to get with Chris because the stuff Tyler and I did, which kind of found Byron Murphy for Texas, they weren't even recruiting him. And they saw his growth potential. Like, we got proof of concept. We're working with Zoe over at Miami, working with a couple colleges. I did just give that to him because what it does is it can tell you how big, you know, the growth potential of 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old. It's based on 25 years of NFL combine data. And so it captures growth potential and frame potential. And that would be something that would add great value.
Yeah, for
put
the
it
coaches,
in there. I just give it to them to put together because that's how kids, you know, it's sometimes it's the late bloomers who have the best opportunity to shine on the next level because they may be good football players. And the only thing holding them back is teams thinking they're too small. Well, it'd be nice if you have something to show.
You never know when
hey,
that growth spurt is.
This guy has still got another 20, you know. Sometimes we found linebackers who had 25 pounds, 30 pounds still that they were going to add who are 190. And then we found a tight end who was 245 who we projected to be 300. And he's at TCU now as a tackle weighing almost 300 pounds. So we had 33 pounds of growth still to go for Byron Murphy, and he actually gained 38, and he's still all muscle, like pure muscle. So, I need to throw that in there because maybe we capture somebody who's got, you know, tremendous growth potential, and they do. Is it like a combine?
It's a combine.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, athletic scores. Oh man, I definitely need to get a hold of Chris.
Yeah,
about doing that.
Yep, absolutely. See if you agree, because you just got back. For those of you who don't know, Lance was at the Senior Bowl this week. That's all he missed. See if you agree with the 33rd team here. The 33rd team says the risers, Ladd McConkey.
Yes.
You said that. Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yes.
Interior offensive lineman from Oregon.
I had to bump his grade.
You did?
Yeah.
Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback from Toledo.
For sure. He's mine, too.
He's your what?
He's mine, too. I wrote him, too.
Yep. Darius Robinson, defensive lineman from Missouri. Mm-hmm.
He's a monster.
Missouri's like putting on some players now.
Dude, Drinkwitz is getting sick talent.
Yeah.
He's got two corners that are good. He had the kid Keon White last year. Well, I mean, he was a portal guy, but Keon White, he had Keon White was Georgia Tech. There was another big guy last year who they had that came out. And he has Darius Robinson. He has
Well, they always put out defensive linemen.
Oh, no. I mean, it's offensive lineman, he's got left tackle, Javon Foster. Drinkwitz is putting out talent. Yeah.
Well, they were good.
And you know what?
That wide receiver.
The O-line coach, how about this? He used to be at Houston, Brandon Jones.
Yeah.
We watched him in Joe Moore Wars. They almost made the semifinals. They were so well coached. My dad called me up and said, hey, I was watching this, the Missouri offensive line, man, are they doing a great job on offensive line. And I looked up who the coach was, because I was like, I got to see who's coaching him. I need to have him speak. It was Brandon Jones.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to get Brandon back out to the clinic because they're doing a great job up there. And I spoke with Brandon Jones a little bit. He gave me some insight into Patrick Paul. I didn't know this. Patrick Paul, not his real name.
Oh, it's not?
No, they changed it. They changed his name. He's Nigerian name.
Oh.
And his name is not Patrick Paul.
We should change it, and then maybe he'll get selected earlier. We didn't. Oh, wait, you're Patrick Paul?
Yeah. I think he's fallen, but second round.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he'll fall below there because he's got super long arms and he's good in pass protection, pretty good. There's just some areas, like, I don't think he's a first rounder, but Dana thought he was a lock for the first, an elite pass protector. He's not an elite pass. I don't use that word lightly, but I do think he'll fall out of the first, but he'll still probably go in the top 60 picks.
Yeah. Well, we know one thing about Dana. He will.
To bat for his guys.
He does.
Now, he's also told me, like, he's also had some pretty good insight into guys like Mark Lewinsky, who was an offensive lineman. He was dead on Glowinski and some of those guys. But, yeah, like most coaches, they're partial to their guys.
Some coaches don't. They don't play.
Well, no, I like when you give me the honest facts.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They also got Cam Hart, the cornerback from Notre Dame.
Cam had some. I just didn't watch corners as much. Some other guys, Austin Booker. I've been telling everybody this. You're going to hear everyone else talking about this. No one was talking about this guy. This kid, Austin Booker from Kansas, who's only played 505 total snaps in college football. I watched him and put a first-round grade on him. I said, I just have to. He's 6'6". He's like 240. So he's real skinny. But you watched him. He ruined Kelvin Banks. Like, we're talking about a guy who's going to be a first-round tackle.
Why has he only played 500 snaps?
I don't know. He went to Minnesota. He would, first year he didn't play like most guys. He's undersized. He's grown into his body, probably 230 pounds as a defensive end. It's not big enough. The second year, he barely played at all. Who knows why? They probably had guys who were bigger and better. So he got in a transfer portal, went to Kansas, got a chance to play, and immediately has all these pass rush moves, is very physical, can run and bend, can beat people around the corner at 6'6", 245. And I'm just like, this is these traits. My comp on him is Max Crosby. I missed on Max Crosby the first time. Yeah, I'm not missing on Max Crosby again. First Max, he's too skinny. His arms aren't muscular. He's this, that, and the other. He's not, he's going to get pushed around. Max Crosby remembered that. Hit me. He added me on Twitter, and I'm like, I ain't missing the next Max Crosby. So I put a first. All of a sudden, he didn't do much the first day, and one of my NFL guys said, who I told about him, said, your guy's too light. I told you he's not going to be good. The second day, he got to the quarterback like three times easily in pass rush drills, and all of a sudden he's on everyone's list as, who's Austin Booker? He's a riser.
That way about Danielle Hunter in LSU.
It's the same thing. Same kind of deal, only Hunter's even more filled out. But
he was skinny at LSU.
Thomas McGahee, he was drafted in the third round. Thomas McGahee, whose son used to be an intern here and listener of the show, even when he was special teams coach.
Special teams coordinator.
Special teams coordinator with the Giants. He was at LSU at the time, and he told me, Lance, he is a monster on special teams. He said he is going to keep growing into his body, and this guy is barely scratching the surface on who he's going to be. Nailed it.
Yep.
100% correct. So all these things I've seen in my background lead me to remember, Hunter. Austin Booker. Max Crosby. I'm like, here he is. I don't care. I'll go high on the grade because I think that's who he's going to be. Like, I would love it if the Texans took him. Would love
it. 23?
Yeah, probably trade back. Probably trade back into early second round. But the problem is he is going to need the first year he's not going to do a whole lot because he needs to hit the weights. Like, he's got to try to get up to 255.
Yeah. The fallers, Bo Nix,
yep.
Xavier
Leggett. Yep.
Tez Walker, the wide receiver.
I didn't really think he was a faller in what I saw, but I hadn't seen all the practice. I thought he looked okay.
And Joe Milton.
He's not a faller. He was already way down.
Yeah, there. Right.
Tyler, I've got him undrafted.
Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle from Oklahoma.
I don't know. NFL teams like him a lot.
They do.
He's not a faller.
Well, is he going to perform? That's the question.
He'll test well at Combine, too. My first mock, I got to turn it in at noon at 1:30 today. So.
You got it done?
No.
You don't have it done yet?
No.
What are you doing?
Well, I think we know what he was doing.
You got a me. He's got, oh, I know what he was doing.
Yeah, I was looking at.
He was looking at Michelle Keegan.
Michelle Keegan.
That was last night.
You could have had your mock draft done. Instead, you were looking at Instagram.
Have your cake and eat it too.
Well, and deluding himself into thinking.
Yes.
Upgrade.
And thinking of different ways to kill Mark Wright.
Yeah. Big love.
Okay.
He saw the word separated and thought, well, yeah. She's divorced from him.
No, they're going to be separated because she's moved. She's got to
do a show in Australia.
This is all kind of a joke. She is beautiful. It's a joke, but my wife gets to talk this way about Rhett Miller. So yeah. I'm sorry. This is my Rhett Miller.
Okay. Sorry.
This is what it is. And I'll tell her today. I'll tell her to her face today. Just yesterday, I did tell her she's beautiful. Today, I'm going to say, this is my Rhett Miller.
Okay.
Okay. So don't let her go on concert tour and let me be in the first row.
Okay. If she's on concert tour, you're going to be in the
front row. If she's in concert or whatever,
She really needs to do a
show. It's already shaky over there.
She really needs. Okay. She really needs to do a show that gets her on the con circuit where she's like in Comic-Con or some sci-fi con that comes to Houston, and Lance can take Nicole and let's see what Michelle's up to.
Let's see how she likes it.
Let's see how she likes it. I got news for you. She already does this. Go for it. She's told me this before. Go for it.
Yeah. And you get
like
the
a
kids.
Woman with no fear.
You got
concern.
The kids too.
Yeah.
You got tequila too.
Yeah. Maestro Nobel, always a friend. On a Friday, and really any day, but Friday is the unwind day for a lot of people. And Maestro Nobel is a great way to do that. If you are a tequila fan, it's a great sipping tequila, a phenomenal sipping tequila. It's a chance for you to really enjoy the craftsmanship that goes into the tequila making process. It's made in Tequila, Mexico. It's great from a standpoint of the aging process, the barrels they use, and what goes into it. The Reposado, the Añejo, the Cristalino, these are all very different types of tequilas from each other. There's a central flavor that you can taste. There's a similarity, but it actually has changes of the flavor components on the back end. And you can taste it if you're a sipper. If you're not a sipper and you just want a great cocktail or a great margarita, hey, that's great too. I mean, I appreciate that as well. And I have the silver and the smoke silver with my margaritas and the cocktails that I make. So make sure that you're taking a look at a bottle of Maestro Nobel wherever fine liquors are sold. I expect it to be up on your shelf. Let me know how it's going with Maestro Nobel.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
I will not be murdered wearing a blue and white plastic cone on my head. It's positively undignified.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. A couple of other notes. Did you see that Corbin Burns got traded to the Orioles?
Did.
I don't love that. They won 101 games last year. They're good. Yeah. They're really, really, really
they're
good.
They're the next Astros.
Hmm?
They're the next Astros.
Yeah, they really are.
I mean, I just think they're pitching away.
They were that last year. They were the 2000. They reminded me a lot of the 2015 team.
Yep, and now they're just a matter of, it's just a matter of them getting an ace.
And they quite possibly got one. He's finished top in his last 4 years. He's been top eight in Cy Young voting.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a great pickup for them. Yeah.
And he won the Cy just a couple of years ago. So he is he's really, really good.
So you know when you run an ice cube, when you have an ice cube and you run it under the water of a sink, it can be cold water, and you slowly see the sides start to drift away. Yeah. And it melts away, and it's still the ice cube, and it's still there, and it takes time, but slowly, 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 it's not.
Is this your analogy for the Astros?
I feel like it. I feel like it. I mean, I feel like the water's running over the Astros, and you just lose little pieces here, piece there, and it becomes. It's still an ice cube, but it's not the same.
Right.
It's not the same shape.
We did a sports map piece yesterday. Josh Jordan and I did, and we talked about the leadership and. Look at the last 2 years with Maldonado and Carlos Correa gone. Those are your two biggest leaders in that locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that the culture changes because Jose Altuve is still there. Justin Verlander is still there. And for now, Bregman is there. But they're going to have to get a guy
Does Yuli?
They're going to have to come up with a guy that's going to be.
Did Yuli hurt at all? I mean, vocal. I know the players loved him, but some of the fun, out of the locker room, just not there anymore.
Oh, I don't know that because I'm not in the locker room. I can't tell you that, but I can tell you. Well, I do know that Carlos was a huge. He was very vocal and very, and he kept everybody. When he walked into Minnesota, he just said, "We go out every day we're playing for the World Series every single day."
He sets
every
a standard.
Day. He did.
Carlos is a standard setter, and then who was the one that ran the music right now? Who runs? I think Michael Connor told me it's Breggy who runs the music potentially.
Well, after this year, they're gonna have to find somebody else.
Yeah, but I think Bregman is the music guy. But Michael Connor has phenomenal insight into the Astros. Like for Connor and Beard to come on after Paul Gallant. He has covered. He was the Astros post-game guy. Spent a lot of time in the locker rooms. Went on the trips with the Astros for playoffs and other trips. Like knows a lot of people in the organization. Just so you guys know, Michael has phenomenal insight into that team, and he can tell you things like that. But I am a little concerned. That eventually, you can't just keep taking. You know, George was a heartbeat guy when he was here.
Yep.
A fun guy. He's the one who kind of created. I think really helped. Bolster the fun. Carlos is a standard setter. And then you have, you know, it is going to be interesting to see without Machete here.
There's
baseball stuff we didn't like about Machete, inability to do that. But the intangible stuff, man, that's what makes championship teams is the intangibles.
Well, the biggest thing is whether or not the guys are going to like to throw to Yainer. That's going to be the biggest thing.
They better learn to love
his ass off this offseason.
They better learn to
love it. Get a lot of chemistry with these guys.
Odds the Astros, do you think it should be on the board that the Astros trade in season to bring Machete back?
Because
Verlander, I would not rule it out.
No.
The second half of the before trade deadline that they make a minor move to bring him back because Verlander wants him. And Fromber.
Yeah. No, I think that ship has sailed. I think there's the front office they did not want to see what happened. And listen, I happen to know somebody in the front office sat down with Martin Maldonado and told him exactly this. It's going to be almost impossible to bring you back because we cannot play Yiner. The organization wants to play Yiner, but if you're sitting there, Verlander, Fromber, and maybe some guys, whomever else is going to say, no, I want to throw to Maldonado, and we can't have that. And so he had to go. And I don't think there's any way, unless Yiner's really struggling and they figure, listen, Yiner in his second year, he had a limited number of 200-some at-bats, right? Oh, yeah. No, he had more than that. What did he have? 400-some at-bats?
It was up there. Yeah, he got more starts than people thought.
Yeah, had more starts than you. But you don't know that Yiner, I mean, it was a great start. It wouldn't be the first time that a guy got off to a great start in Major League Baseball and then didn't, then wasn't that guy.
Right.
So Yiner's really, it's important that Yiner comes through big time this year. Look at Jeremy Pena from year one to year two.
He needs to play like he played last year.
Yeah.
But if he plays like he plays last year, we're talking about one of the best catchers in baseball. Certainly one of the best offensive
catchers. He's already a top eight catcher in baseball.
Yeah.
Already.
I'd say easily.
Yeah. No,
Look at his power number. I mean, he projected into a 30 home run season as a starter last year. That's phenomenal.
But that's the problem. It's projected. That's the problem. And so we'll find out whether or not he can back that up. He needs to validate that last season, and then he'll validate himself with the rotation.
Well, he's got great pop to second. His pop time is really, really low. So, I mean, he's got the arm to second. He threw out more runners.
Unfortunately, they don't hold any runners.
Well, not a Yiner problem.
No, but it's a problem for the team.
It's a problem for the team, but now people run more than any time over the last 15 years, teams are running now. Having that ability to excel as on a throw down to second, that's a really big deal. Yiner Diaz is very good, a power hitter who can hit to other sides of the field. I mean, he looks like a legitimate hitter across the board. Like one of those guys you may try to change positions to extend his career type guys. And then number two, he's got the ability to, we've seen him, he's got an arm to throw people out. Now all you need is just learning how to catch a guy.
Yeah.
And that's going to take the way
to call the game.
Yeah, how does that happen?
Well,
time, study. Experience,
and
Justin
study.
Verlander sitting with you and say, no, I didn't like this. This is why. No. Like, I think just pitching a Justin Verlander and Fromber is going to help.
Well, they loved how much prep work Maldonado did, and we'll find out whether or not Yiner has that same kind of work ethic. Because that's what Maldonado did, and he knew what hitters liked and didn't like when they walked up to the plate. It would
have been
like,
awesome having him as a bench coach.
It would be, but you can't. You can't have him
even
around.
As a coach. You can't. He could just say, "Guys, I'm out of the game."
No.
What do you mean you can't have him sitting around? You can't. They can't call for a coach to catch them.
Get in there. Get in there, Molly. Get in there.
You can't have him sitting around like this. This is like an ex-girlfriend that I can't even afford to live in the same state as this person because we may hook up again and I may ruin my relationship with Yiner. Is this what we're talking about?
What if Michelle Keegan moved here? Then how would? Okay. What if she moved here?
You know what? I'd say, excuse me, I know where some really terrific Mediterranean food is.
What?
Let me point it out to you here and here and here.
That's all you'd say? Okay.
Let's grab lunch and
talk
about.
Did you also see, speaking of the Astros before we finish, Lance McCullers says he wants to be back by July? Yes, he wants to be back by July. Okay, don't look at me like that. Like this is some kind of, I mean, aren't you excited? Where's Lance McCullers fit into this whole thing anyway anymore? I have no idea. You know what? He might be your sixth inning guy.
I don't know if that's harder on his arm or not. I mean, after multiple arm injuries, you would just, and shoulders and arms, you would just think, okay, there's enough surgeries done that it's not an issue anymore. Like it's, you know, you don't have the same tendons to be the issue. So I don't know.
Where's Garcia
fit in? I don't know where
any of
these guys fit in.
Where is France fit in?
I know this. It feels like somebody should be traded, but after last year, I am terrified of trading anybody.
No, you don't
last
trade
year
anybody.
Before the year, we're talking about trading.
You got an excess of pitching. No, you don't.
No, you don't. At any point, you don't. No. All it took was a bad Hunter Brown year.
Yes.
Christian Javier falling off the map for three-fourths of the season. Garcia out for the year with injury.
Urquidy.
Lance McCullers can't make it back. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, who's this guy that looks like he works at a Cinnabon on Better Call Saul? Oh, it's J.P. France.
Yeah. Yeah. No, J.P. France.
And he was good.
J.P. France is going to play. Oh, he did.
You don't make the playoffs without J.P.
No, you don't.
Make no mistake about it.
What the heck was that?
Just my...
Oh, that was your chair. 746 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about some really cool stuff. I found out Bill Belichick's not the greatest head coach of all time yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that too. Time to talk about HRP is what we're going to talk about now. But from a Ravens cornerback, is that where you heard it? I want to talk about HRP. He needs a little HR help, doesn't he? Marlon Humphrey. No, well, I don't know if the Ravens are going to call HR on him, but I can tell you this: he was reckless. And if you've got reckless people in your office, like we do here, like Dell and Lance, then you need HRP as well. HRP is here for you for all of your HR needs, and it's kind of a big deal that you take care of those HR needs too. I mean, it's just like, oh, HR, what? No, HR is kind of a big deal. Okay, there is also. It doesn't matter what question that you have, you call them up at HR&P. We could go to any employee that you have can call HR&P to find out anything that they need to know. They're there all the time, and they're answering questions for you no matter what that question is, all of your employees. You could have thousands and thousands of employees. HR&P is there for you to answer all of your questions and all your needs. The technology is second to none. The payroll comes out perfect. You don't know about the Affordable Care Act. They do. They're going to help you take care of your taxes. They're going to help you take care of your payroll. They're going to do it perfectly, and they're going to take care of your HR as well. They can save you money. Don't know who you're with now. If you're with an admin company, you're probably paying more for your insurance and your 401ks than you have to. That's not what they do at HRP. Find out for yourself. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
You're the only one left of the Wayne family. This is where you belong. Welcome home.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad.
But hey, it's John and Lance.
Well, we're going to talk about Bill Belichick in a second. But the guy that he hired was Bill O'Brien. I had not seen this video before. This little kid, is this old?
Like, yeah, he was head coach of the Texans at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's like 4 years old, but that's okay.
I don't know why this came up in my... Eric Azuna sent it to me. Yeah. Eric Azuna sent it to me. Here is a little kid. So his brother had just gotten a DeAndre Hopkins autographed picture. This kid can't be 5 or 6 years old. I don't know. He's 5 years old, whatever he is. He's got his pajamas on. His brother has matching pajamas. And the brother got the DeAndre Hopkins. He opens his up, and it's an autographed picture of Bill O'Brien. And here's his reaction.
What is in the post?
What is it?
Bill O'Brien!
What?
Bill O'Brien's autograph!
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
He's tearing it up and putting it in the trash right now.
Yeah. He's throwing his trash. His brother picks it up out of the trash. And he grabs it and throws it back in the trash.
And he's crying. Like, he's scream crying. Yes. This is mad. He's doing a scream cry where a kid is
he's so
enraged.
He's enraged. Look, he's nuts that he got a Bill. I mean, I think that's ugly. I mean, if you got a Bill O'Brien autographed picture, what would you do?
Some people will say I'm not the dad of the year for this move. But I have to tell you what I did, because I was not here when this happened. Here it is. It's my last. I sent Sebastian. Sebastian hated Matt Barnes. Hated Matt Barnes. We were watching, you know. Snacks is watching. I sent this to him. And by the way,
Who hates Matt Barnes other than Derek Fisher? Was that it?
Derek Fisher hated him. Matt Barnes drove like several hours to come beat up Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
To fight him. But anyway. This was in 2015. So Sebastian would have been, looking at this, he would have been 6 right here. And so shout out to my man Sebastian. He had a tough surgery yesterday, broke his collarbone in 3 places. And
oh, gosh.
They didn't know that until they got in for the surgery. And then they're like, oh, it was a little worse than they thought. So it was 2 plates in his shoulders, and it was rough. It was a rough night for him last night, too, but can't sleep. I mean, I felt bad for him. But anyway, so now I'll tell you this story. So I knew he hated Matt Barnes. We watched a lot of Rockets together. He hated Matt Barnes. This is in the middle of the Rockets making their, you know, run. This is a good time for the Rockets. And they're playing who was Matt Barnes with? Was he a Clipper back then? I don't know. He hated Matt Barnes. And so in 15, I told him, hey, there's a place that you can request an NBA player to come to your birthday party. He said, birthday, because this is in May. I sent this May 15th. His birthday is in is in July, or is in June. And I said, July. I said, my son Sebastian is having a birthday this June. Okay, June. And he is requesting Terrence Jones or Dwight Heck.
Father of the year.
Okay.
Who was it? Antonio?
Cromartie.
Knows Look, more about his kids than Lance
no,
does.
No, it's easy to get confused on June and July.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, in Texas,
they're your children.
Hot.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
It's hot when his birthday is? That's all you know?
That's all he knows. Hot.
Okay.
And Alex,
okay,
2 days after.
All right, go ahead.
My son Sebastian's having a birthday this June and is requesting Terrence Jones or Dwight Howard or James Harden at his birthday party. I've attached a video for you to see. Okay? And guess I don't have the video here, but the video is pretty good. Anyway, there is a video in here. And then I created sometimes I just get bored. I created a Gmail account called NBA Birthday Parties. And that's who I sent the email to. Then I responded back from NBA Birthday Parties. And I said, and I got a video of Sebastian's reaction to this. Said, dear Sebastian, thanks so much for your video and your email. We know so many kids are fans of the NBA and our main star players, and we appreciate you reaching out to us to include one of our players at your birthday party. We can't necessarily provide you the players we request at all times since their schedules are very busy, but we did find a player for you and your birthday party. Please scroll down to see who we selected for you. And I scroll, and you scroll down, and it says, Matt Barnes is coming to your birthday party. Matt plays for the L.A. Clippers and is a very energetic player. He is fun to play with at parties and will push you very high on the swing set, and he's very good at playing tag, you're it. Please be careful, however, if you have a basketball goal, because he's very rough, and he will play rough on you and the other children at your party with hard fouls. He also might use bad language at your birthday party, so be ready. He got so pissed off when he got this because he thought he was getting Terrence Jones.
He loved and Terrence
he
Jones.
Got, loved Terrence Jones. And when he got Matt,
everybody
Barnes,
but homeless people loved Terrence Jones, right?
Yeah, they didn't like him.
They didn't like him.
When he got Matt Barnes, he lost his mind. I've got the reaction video. I just have to find it. He was so pissed off to the point that I just said, and that's, and he used to always talk like this, Sebastian, because he once threatened to arrest and shoot Johnny Manziel when he was, wow. I don't think, yeah, you weren't, that happened when I was at 790. I got a video of him when he's 4 years old. I said, what was Sebastian? You hate Johnny Manziel, don't you? He goes, yes, I hate Johnny Manziel.
Arrest and shoot.
And I said, what would you do if you saw Johnny Manziel? What if Johnny Manziel, everything was coming to birthday parties. What would you do if Johnny Manziel came to your house to your birthday party? He goes, I would arrest him and shoot him.
Well.
I'm like, okay.
All right.
I mean.
That's too much.
Is it for.
And Michael Connor would fire that off on the show all the time when he was the producer. Arrest him and shoot him.
So this all leads into the Bill Belichick conversation, which we'll have on the other side right here on ESPN 97.
People are disrespectful.
And 92.5. And they are. And you know what? I can't be disrespectful whatsoever to Chastain Ford. Love Chastain Ford. I love what Chastain Ford has done for me. You'll be part of the Chastain family. And you'll especially love, because they still have brand new 2023s on the lot, which they have to get rid of. So you know what they're doing? 1.9% financing on new 2023 F-150s. Got to get them off the lot. They got to go. It's 2024. Don't need them 2023s no more. So 1.9% financing in this economic, in this climate, are you kidding me? This is a great deal. You're looking for the best deal that you're going to find, with customized exactly for you, exactly how you want it, not the way that the dealership wants it. No add-ons, no markups, giving you the best possible deal that they can on every single vehicle. They will come to, if you're a business and you have a fleet of vehicles, they will come to you to fix your vehicles. They've got the mobile unit out there that they can go to your place and fix your vehicles. This is the kind of service that you get every single day from Chastain Ford. You're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car, truck, or pre-owned vehicle as well. All you need to do is get to ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead. Not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now with more nougat.
You're not cooking.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.